Hello, my workday playdate peeps. It is your girl, Erin Jill, your host of Workday Playdate, the founder of Improve It, which is a improv-infused professional development company for the new generation of work. Welcome to today's show, to the playdate. If you are here today, my guess is that at some point this week, maybe even today, you have felt totally, utterly, overwhelmingly overwhelmed, okay? And I just, judging from the show title, if you clicked in or hit play, I want you to know you are not alone. I get it. I'm a human. I get overwhelmed, but I used to live in that space of overwhelm, ping-ponging from things like a sales call to drafting a podcast script to hopping on an internal meeting to checking email, then seeing a text from my mom. And oh, don't forget the pile of LinkedIn messages, Instagram DMs, TikTok notifications, all before 11 a.m. It's a lot. It's so much. And if you're a parent, oh my God, add on your kids' schedule, appointments, homework. You're not just running your life, you're running theirs too. So no wonder so many of us feel like our brains are stretched out like Play-Doh. But here's the truth, my beautiful peeps. And if you're new to the peeps community, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Here's the truth. Overwhelm is not just a you problem. It's an everybody problem. In 2025, reports show that nearly two-thirds of employees, two-thirds, 66%, say that they're experiencing burnout at work. 66%. Another study shows that 82% of employees are at risk for burnout this year. 82%. And about 85% of workers have already felt exhaustion or burnout so badly that almost half have had to take time out for mental health. Time off of work for mental health. So my peeps, that is literally almost all of us. So if you feel like you can't keep up, if your nervous system is fried by the constant ding, ping, and buzz of modern life, you are not broken. You're just human living in a world designed literally right now to overwhelm you. So here's where we flip the script. For me, truly, the turning point was realizing I can't outthink overwhelm. I can't schedule my way out of it with another fancy planner that is bound to change my life with this 90-day plan or willpower my brain into silence. The epiphany for me is realizing that I don't need a 3-hour meditation retreat or a 5-step productivity system. I need something quick. I need something simple. I need something accessible literally anywhere. And y'all know I'm traveling all over the place all the time. I'm constantly on the road. I can't carry a gigantic planner and a trapper keeper of my 5-step system with me. So that's where my 10-minute time reset hack was created. I'm going to share it with you today. Now, before I dive into this hack, I want to say this is what works for me. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. I do have a PhD. My last few initials of my last name, Erin Deal, PhD, are pretty huge deal. I'm a human being living on a rock with you with lots of lived experience. So this is my lived experience that I'm handing over to you, my friend, for you to take or break, or segment up into your own system. But I'm telling you, this works for me, so I hope it works for you. And it's not about grinding or working harder or adding more to your plate. This is about pressing pause just for 10 minutes to reset your energy and your perspective, okay? So here it is. I'm not even gonna tease you. I'm just gonna get you into this hack because it is so important. Here's what it looks like in my world when the overwhelm hits, when my brain feels like I have 47 tabs open in a browser. This is what I do. Usually this overwhelm hits me, I don't know when it hits you, at about 3 p.m. every single day. It's like you've had lunch, you've done a lot of work up until this point, and then it's like, okay, my brain is ready to shut down, but she's gotta keep going for a couple more hours. How do I get through it? I also love this hack for at the end of the day when you're transitioning, if you're a parent, from work to parenting. This is another great hack for me. Now I work from home. I don't have a commute. So this is literally the hack that works for me. Very simple. Guess what? It's free. And if you're mobile, you can do it. If not, let me give you some more hacks, okay? I got you, because literally this hack has proven to work for me day after day, time after time again. I close my laptop, step one. Step two, I put on tennis shoes. And step three, I walk. If it's raining outside, I'm going to walk on my walking pad or I'm going to walk around my house. But most days, I live in a beautiful area in Charleston, South Carolina. I put on my shoes and I go for a 10-minute walk. I put my headphones in, and let me tell you what I'm listening to. It's like frequencies. Okay, on Spotify, you can literally just Google frequencies and you'll get all types of different frequencies. You could even Google bilateral stimulation. It's music with no words and it literally lifts me. So here's what I do. I have no screens. I don't look at my phone. I just put in my headphones, put my phone in my pocket, and then I start walking. No multitasking, no looking at screens, no scrolling, no texting, nothing. I set a timer and I just start walking for 5 minutes. And some days it's longer, if I'm being honest, but most people have 10 minutes in their day. And I walk 5 minutes one way and then I walk 5 minutes back. Now, let me say this. For those 10 minutes, I am letting go. I put my hands by my side with my palms facing up and I am just being. I am just walking. I'm going to give you some extra credit that you can throw in this time reset hack for you as well. As you're walking, first, I want you to try on day one, just 10 minutes of complete silence. Like, let your body just take a break. Right now, wherever you are listening to this, I want you to just drop your hands by your side. And if you're driving, maybe you're at a red light. Okay, get to a red light first. Drop your hands by your side, and I want you to take a deep breath in, and I want you to take a deep breath out. Now, on this next inhale, I want you to picture that you are inhaling love and compassion. Ready? And I want you to exhale what no longer serves you. For your first 10-minute walk, that will be your practice. You're just breathing. You're inhaling love and exhaling fear. You're inhaling love, you're exhaling fear. Maybe you stick with this 10 minutes for your first week of trying this hack. Maybe your 10 minutes comes for you in the beginning of your day, which I got so many episodes on morning routines. Like, I nerd out on this stuff. This could be the first thing you do, but for me, this is usually at the peak of the day around 3 o'clock when I'm just like at the peak of all work. So for your first week, you try it just with some type of non-word music. You could call it frequency. You could call it bilateral stimulation music, walking, inhaling, exhaling for 10 minutes. Now, if you see a neighbor, pretend like you're on the phone, okay? And keep walking. I'm just kidding. Say hi and then keep going. I'm going to give you extra credit. If you can do this for 1 week and keep this up, I'm telling you, you're going to feel such a shift in how you sit back down to do the work the rest of your day. It's going to change the course of your day. Here's an added bonus for you. If you're past the breathing, you're like, okay, I'd like to have this be an intentional 10 minutes. I would love for you in this 10-minute walk to still put on the frequency, the music, but I would love for you to say 10 things that have been wins for you already in that day. 10 positive things, all right? List them out. I call them my ideal moments, all right? So for me today, I'll give you my 10. Today, I'm recording on a Wednesday. This morning, I had a great workout. Number two, I was able to have a great call with a member of my team. Number three, I wrote a really cool podcast outline, which is what I'm giving to you right now. Number four, I got to have lunch on my back patio. Number five, it was sunny and beautiful out, and I did a walk and talk with another team member of mine today. Number six, I did a great episode today with a new friend. Number seven, I got to sit here and record this podcast with you. Number eight, I got to get ready and put on my favorite playlist and light a candle while I was getting ready to record today. Number nine, I had some time to talk to my husband at lunch today. And number 10, I gave my little boy lots of kisses and hugs before he went to school today. So like just naming 10 things that have already been wins in your day is huge. So I call this the 10-10 method. You're going to walk for 10 minutes. You give 10 things you're grateful for. And then the next 10 minutes, or sorry, 10 things that are wins. And then you give the next 10 set is 10 things you are grateful for. So the wins are just pointing out things that have happened that are a part of your life that are abundant, things that you can recognize that made you feel good. And then you give 10 pieces of gratitude. So 10 things that day that you feel grateful for. So for me today, I'm grateful for my husband, my son. I'm grateful for this show and this community. I'm grateful for my team. I'm grateful for the clients we get to serve. I'm grateful for the guests I get to meet and the people I get to interact with on this show. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for the sun being out today. I'm grateful to look out my backyard and see palm trees. It's like a huge thing for me. Those are my 10 things. So as you're walking, you're resetting. Your mindset is shifting in 10, 10, 10, 10 minutes of wins, 10 things that are wins, 10 pieces of gratitude, and you're doing this in 10 minutes. You can start with just a walk in the breath, the inhale and the exhale, and then you can get to the 10, 10, 10 minute method. All right. This is the hack that I promise you will change the rest of your day. And this isn't just woo-woo, Erin. There is science behind it. So movement actually lowers your cortisol, that stress hormone that spikes when you're juggling too much. It also releases dopamine and endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that boost your mood and focus. Now, walking specifically improves your blood flow to the brain, which helps with decision-making and creativity. And neuroscientists also talk about how embodied cognition, the idea that moving your body literally changes how your brain processes thoughts and emotions, is a real thing. So a 10-minute walk isn't just taking a break, quote unquote. It is literally rewiring your brain's chemistry. Now, let me just give you a quick pause. If you are listening and you're thinking, I want this for my whole team, I have got you, because this time management hack is pulled from a new workshop offering we have here at Improve It. Again, we are an improv-infused professional development company for the new generation of work. We literally can come to you anywhere in the world in person or virtually. So this new workshop is our time management workshop. It's high energy, it's interactive, and it focuses on our favorite formula, intentional planning plus focused action equals productivity with purpose. In this workshop, we will focus with your team on spotting time wasters. We will help your team align work with your top goals. We'll master time blocking to get more done with less burnout. Now, again, we can do this in person for up to 100 people or virtually for up to 50 people. Our in-person workshops are 2 hours. Our virtuals are an hour and a half. So if your team is ready to work smarter, not harder, reach out. Let's make it happen. So, my peeps, here's where you come in. This is your homework this week. I want you to pick your own version of your 10-minute reset. Maybe you try this walking and you try the inhale and the exhale, and then you move to the 10, 10, 10, 10 minutes of wins, 10 minutes of gratitude, all in 10 minutes of walking. Maybe walking is not your thing. So maybe you're like, no, Erin, I'm going to do 10 minutes of stretching. Great. Maybe you're going to do 10 minutes of dancing in your kitchen. I really don't care, as long as you're able to move. I want you to do this without screens. Put the phone away, except for if you're using it as your radio, I should say, your music. Put the phone in your pocket, headphones in. I want you to try it once a day for 1 week straight. Pay attention to how you feel both before and after. And then please let me know how it goes. You can email me at info@learntoimproveit.com, or you can DM me on LinkedIn. I'm Erin Deal, the only Erin Deal at Improve It on LinkedIn, and it's Erin Deal on Instagram. So let me just say this, peeps. I love hearing your stories, and who knows, your experience could end up inspiring thousands of listeners here. So if today's episode helped you in any way, please share it as well. Text the link to a friend, post it to your story, or send it to a coworker who might be drowning in overwhelm right now. Let's spread the reset. So here's the thing. As you know, overwhelm isn't going away. The world's not suddenly going to stop pinging and buzzing us, but we don't have to stay in the spiral. Sometimes all it takes is 10 minutes of intentional movement to come back to yourself, to breathe, to see clearly again. So if today feels heavy, if your plate feels too full, remember you have got a reset button. And it's as simple as lacing up your sneakers and stepping away for 10 minutes. I am Erin Deal, your reset walk advocate and overwhelm buster. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Until next time, keep breathing, keep moving, keep shining, and make every single day a play date waiting to happen.